Good morning. Anybody around this morning? Kilowatt Foxtrot Uniform. Kilowatt Foxtrot 9 Uniform. Williamston, Michigan. Good morning. It's Fred, KF9U in Williamston, Michigan. Just uploaded the newest version of Echolink. Got a friend of mine, W9BN, who lives in Greenville, South Carolina, and I was just looking to see if this update seems to work. It does.
My password, Echolink. I wish you didn't do that. And I think you can do it through a cell phone, too, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. You can do that. And in fact, that's how Ray, W9BN down there, checks in usually on Tuesday mornings. We have a group of ex-Madison, Wisconsin hams, and we usually get on Tuesday mornings about 7:30 in the morning and have a little chat. And I know a friend of mine there who used to live in Madison is now in Greenville, and he does check in via his iPad. So back to you there. It's KF9U, Williamson, Michigan.
This is Alan Malden. I'm in Malden, South Carolina here, which is not too far from Greenville.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're sounding good in the repeater this morning, too. So I just wanted to make a check here. The update went real well and quick. You never know that when you download an update. So so back to you there. We'll say 7-3s. KF9U.
I just wanted to say hello this morning. Yeah, you know, I tell you, I can't wait till they get this stupid country straightened out.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Here in Michigan, we're having some problems again. Everything's kicking back up again, but we've had our shots and things like that, and still trying to be safe. But you just have to do what you have to do, I guess.
Okay, I'll tell you what happened to me real fast. I'm in Greenville, and I was considered a COVID death, and I'm not. They said someone in my family said I was crazy, so they tried to put me in a straitjacket. I ended up in the hospital freaking out. I told myself, well, you know what? I'm not going to a darn straitjacket. I'll tell you something else. If you're going to kill me, get it over with. I want to get it over with. And I thought I was right now. It's insane.
I started to break up there, so you might be on the edge of the other repeater there, but yeah, I know it's been a journey, I'll tell you. I'd sure like to get back to the way it used to be. Oh well, yeah, we played golf today. It was a nice day, or yesterday, and now we're supposed to get back down in the 40s and the 50s and maybe some rain. Oh well. Is what it is. Thanks for the shout and the check here. KF9U, Williamson, Michigan.
Let me try again. How does it feel this time? Hole in a different spot.
That definitely was better.
2 inches and you're out. Okay, 73. No, it's crazy. I don't want to have a repeat of that. So I got to call my brother this morning and see if the nurse can get here and she can straighten this thing out. And catch you later, Chad.
MLN 204 Bravo Delta Mike.
204.
Hey, Alan, is that you?
No, you're not going to believe what happened. I got it to hook that transmitter up, and you know what? What happened was I checked the wires on the power plug before I put power to it, and the stupid one of them was reversed. I checked it out, but by the time I figured it out, I put out the protection diode. You have time to put a diode in that thing?
Alan, you know who I am?
I got the transmitter here. I just got to get it over to you. I feel bad about it because I didn't see it.
Down there today, I've got somebody coming by, but yeah, if you can get her up to me, I can fix her for you.
I just want to get it over today or tomorrow or something. I'll have someone drop it off. It'll see a lot of running around. I just don't remember her. I think you're near Gary somewhere. I'm going to give you a day, so I'm going to jump out of here. I feel bad, you know. I hope it didn't hurt. I don't think it hurt the transmitter, but like I said, I double checked. I used a Simpson. The funny thing is, what it was is that for some reason, I couldn't find the original cord for that thing. And I looked and looked and looked, and what we found out is those cars are so close. And I measured with the voltmeter, and it said, okay. So when I measured it, as soon as it knocked the darn, fuse out, I said, well, wait a minute. So then I made sure the colors were right. I took the digital voltmeter, went off the power supply, and said, I just feel bad. I'll see if I can get it over there to you. I hope it didn't hurt the car. I don't think it did.
What is it, 706?
I have another cord, but I couldn't find the original one. Well, those cars are hard to... When we looked at the schematic, my friend actually pulled the schematic up, the cars are very easy to mistake. And we got into it, we figured that's what happened. And the plugs were wrong. I double-checked when I changed them out. They didn't fit. So I checked every wire it right the way you had it. And I actually took the meter and checked before I did it.
We'll hook it up backwards on the power supply.
Plug wired backwards. I wired it the way you did exactly. Now, what I did is I hooked power to the transmitter when I threw the switch, after I fixed it, because your plug wasn't the same as mine. And what had happened was, when I switched them, I double-checked. I measured everything before I did it. So there should have been a problem.
I understand that, because I was running it on the air at this end.
You weren't using my supply. My supply must have been wired different than yours was. That's what the problem was. That my plug was wired differently than yours was. Because this plug must have been wired wrong, or the plug was... Because I'm pretty sure I didn't make a mistake.
Well, if you get up here, I'll take care of it, fix it, and fix it to where that won't happen again.
Yeah, I just hope you heard the final. That's the worst case, right?
Tell me that diode, don't let it go. I've got diodes for it.
I wish I could bring the cord was required originally when the right before plug in Gary and Sarai. I should have started to go off. Okay, I'll say 33. I'll jump out of here. And I still have a phone issue. And, I got to get deal with that mess. Okay, so I'll catch you later. Thanks for coming back to me. I'll see if I can find someone to get it over to you. And you can fix it.
Okay, Alan, take care. KO4 BDM 73 is all.
I don't care if you charge the port or not. It's not a big deal. I got the antenna. I got all that stuff done. I got to get the right wire, heavier wire for that. And I got one antenna on the tower, so for now I got this gauge up on the tower. So, okay, 73, can't find clear. Thanks for coming back to me.
So 4 HKX.
And 4 NAC.
And Ed.
All right, you early this morning, because I'm running way early.
Family feud where I was parking my trailer, so I've had to move it, and I got to get up earlier to go get it.
Stand there. How far away do you have to move it?
It's about 5 miles, but believe it or not, it adds about 30 minutes to my day. way.
Surprised, not surprised at all.
Say, this weekend I'll be finding a better place to put it. Something on the way instead of back the other way and then having to turn around and come back.
Not that. I know that middle boy of mine, he parks, he pays like $80 a month to park his truck at a certain place with video cameras and guards and all like that, so nobody messes with his semi.
Mine owns an auto repair shop in Hendersonville, right on the interstate. So I talked to him about parking it there, and I already made arrangements to park the tool truck there when I get it. So I'm just going to move it over there. It'll be on my way instead of out of my way.
Everything works out for you.
I don't have room to park it at the house where I'm at now. And then it looks like it's going to be a little while before I can get the property going. So I was hoping to get everything moved into one location finally.
Take it one day at a time. That's the way to do it. Don't get upset. Just take it one day at a time and do what you need to do.
Little radio in last night.
Think of it.
Pretty neat. It's pretty easy to use, I think. Cause I figured out how to get channels and all programmed into it, the 2-meter stuff. Pretty easy without any instruction manual. So if somebody like me could figure it out, I'm sure it's pretty easy.
It to me, yeah. I'll show you how not to be able to.
One of those Tram 1411 Dicone, I believe it was a Dicone antenna. I put it on there, and I just listened a little bit last night for the 2-meter stuff. I didn't mess with any HF at all. I'm just getting familiar with the radio, and it seemed to do quite a bit better.
Yeah, you get listening to that HF, you'll be going, man, I got to have that license now.
The whole point in getting it is just something to push me along and want to finish up.
On HF, you'll be sitting there, now I got to get my extra. That's what I'm studying for. My poor little pea brain's about to have a short circuit.
I feel that way sometimes. There's only so much this peanut I got can absorb.
Get it. I'll just pace it out and learn everything that I need to learn. I'll take the test and I won't have to worry about it. I mean, last time I took a practice test, I was like 75%, and I hadn't studied in a long time. So I haven't forgot a lot.
Say the truck was early today.
I'm headed to the house. We got the truck at the time we're supposed to be getting it, and that was at 12:30. We got a new driver. He goes up and he does what needs to be done and comes on back and gets everything, keeps everything on schedule. That other driver, I don't know what he's doing.
All night and then stopping to take him a nap after he picked up his load on time. That's what a lot of them do.
He worked for me. He wouldn't work for me no more.
Hop out for just a minute. I'm trying to back up to the trailer. I'll call you back here in just a few minutes. KO4HK, clear.
By the time you get hooked up and everything, I'll probably just about to the house. So, but give me a yell. I might still be on. So, KM4 and AP going to be sitting on the side. XZ, good morning. Well, good morning. How you doing?
Well, good news about you getting done.
Yeah, I'm still in shock. Coffee pot won't know how to act.
They could get their act together and you'd be able to do that all the time.
Get rid of slow folk and keep the other guy, we would be doing fine. But I don't know why they're keeping that other guy.
The guy that drove today, was he just a still in, or has he been driving?
About 2 weeks now. He's a new one. And, I hope they take him and replace the other one with him.
To him.
The opportunity to meet either one of them. They come in to Greenville. They don't come in to Seneca. So another guy brings the tire papers from Greenville. He's like I am. He wants to get the job done and get it over with. So there's no dragging on his end. I can guarantee you that one.
One more time. I planned today.
Thing I loaded in the back of this excursion this morning, a pretty busy one.
That's good, ain't it?
Could use it. With no truck, things have been kind of tough lately. Still making it, but it ain't no fun. Take all the fun out of it.
Completely understand that. That's got to be a major handicap.
Now the trailer, I don't have air conditioning in it, and it's up to 80 degrees. And it gets pretty warm inside that trailer in a hurry.
A date on when you're going to get a truck?
The insurance and I have come to an agreement on a price 4 weeks ago, and I've been waiting on them to put a check to pay the old one off. And then as soon as they do, I have one sitting waiting to go. With financing in place, all I gotta do is sign the paperwork and go get it, and it'll be mine.
Well, do you have? I mean, what do they say when you tell them you're out here dying in the back of a, you know, a little pool behind the trailer?
Just giving us the lawyer around, the runaround. One phone to the next. Nobody doing their job. That's the whole thing, you know, having the wreck, the lady hitting me, I'm not upset about that, but the insurance company not doing the job that I'm paying them to do and treating me like this, that's what's really got me PO'd.
Right, I mean, that's what you're paying that money for. I have always State Farm, and then I dealt with Progressive. Both of those, man, they were jobbing on the spot.
Talking to my district manager the other day, and somebody finally found another insurance company that would pick us up. There's something about Matco forces us to carry a $2 million policy on these trucks, and no insurance company wants to do that. And so that's one of the drawbacks of what they're doing. But if they're going to push us to go to this company, they're going to have to find a better company. That's what I've been telling Macro since all this started to. And documenting all of everything that goes on for them. So maybe they'll wake up and start finding us a better place to do business.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place, and the lawyer's having a hard time getting them to do their job, and he's documenting all of it, so when we go after them for the rest of it, then it's all documented. So, I mean, it's just one thing after another with them.
You got good documentation. That's due diligence right there.
I believe that's what you said. Like I said, I'm having a hard time up here this morning for some reason. I don't know what's going on. So, take care. Have a good day. Look forward to talking to you the next time around. Stay over.
It was
radio. I was always torn between it and the 7300 because both of them are like really good radios.
Not the, it's a 91, it's not the 8, but for the money I couldn't really beat it, and as hard as things are to find right now, I went ahead and got it. I hooked it up last night and kind of played with it a little bit, and it worked pretty good.
What's the difference between the 991 and the 8?
My research, the only thing I found different was the live scope, the spectrum scope and all that. When the scope is working on the 91, it kills the audio, but at the 8, it does not.
Pretty much, I guess, I know the 991A, it's an all-bander, or I guess a shack in a box, right? It's got 2 meters, 70 centimeters, and then 50 in HS. Sold me on the 73 is they had a little bit bigger screen. Not by much, but I was really close.
I didn't copy any of that, so I'm going to stay 73 until I get to the other side of this.